Pearl Harbor Day today. It was 80 years ago today. And I believe we have done this on Pearl Harbor Day in the past.
I think so, yeah.
We have talked about the vehicle for a veteran program, and we have met the recipient of the vehicle for the veteran program. And the way it works every year is that we have listeners nominate veterans, well, it could be family members, neighbors, in need of a vehicle upgrade, maybe just in need of wheels altogether. And so the letters come in, and our good friend Dan Johnson, United States Marine, in the studio right now, goes through all the nominees, heads up a panel there, and they read all the submissions that come in. Brad and I do not feel we have the credentials to do that, and we think Dan would be a good person to do, and Dan has done that for years. And a number of our business partners take this vehicle and they fix this up, and our friend Dan Naw is here from Bellingham Automotive and Burlington Automotive, and he, along with another number of businesses, and Dan will tell you more about that in a few minutes, take that vehicle and they make sure that thing is just right, and it gets upgraded and it gets
what it needs to get a second life and a new owner.
And then Dan goes to work on all the letters. And so, Dan, we're going to turn it over to you.
Oh, well, thanks for having me, first of all, again, up here for another year for such a great program, the Veteran Vehicle Giveaway. This year, you know, there was a lot of nominations, as has been in years past. And today, I'm just going to go ahead and say real quickly that we have some finalists in the studio here with us today. And the one that jumped off the page was submitted by an aunt of one of the finalists here. And the submission was for a niece and nephew. And what we have is two Marines that have both served in Afghanistan and that are here with us today, that are husband and wife.
Wow.
And also, there is a story regarding an issue with a 7-ton while in country that I think Sean is going to share with us as well. And there is some recent flooding that has taken place, as we all know, in the North County. And the two with us here today were not exempt from that, as they live up in that area as well. And that submission by the aunt really jumped off the page at the committee. And that is why we, as the committee, made the decision that you are the recipients this year of the vehicle.
Joshua and Shauna. Congratulations. Come on, step on up to the microphone there.
Uh-huh. Joshua. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. This has been... We just try to live our life and try to do the best that we can, and we don't really look for handouts and don't do anything, and we're always willing to help other people. So this is really nice that our aunt even nominated us, and we thought we had to do a trivia competition. I was studying all night.
What were your strong suits?
Movie trivia.
Well, you know, Dan would probably have like Marine trivia. That's what he would do.
I was asking him last night. I was like, when was the Marine Corps born?
November 10th, 1775, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Tavern, by the way.
Now, we should say, full disclosure here, Dan, as we've told you, is a Marine. And Dan has headed up this committee for years. And in all the years that we have done this, this is the first time, Dan, that you and the committee have selected Marines. It's been Navy and Army in the past. So there was no favoritism here at all. This is the first time that this has actually happened.
And if I understand right, the first time we've had a husband and wife that
have
served?
I think so, Dan, right?
Yeah.
Yes, this is the first time a husband and wife... two recipients, two veterans. It's checking a lot of boxes. And, you know, just it's a great feeling knowing that the community can come together and provide such a great service to other members of the community who have provided a great service to us as Americans, right? That your service is very well noted. And especially today.
Thank you, both of you.
Thank you,
Thank
guys.
Thank you.
What? Now tell us, Shauna, we'll start with you and then we'll go to Joshua, about your service. We understand that you both were in Afghanistan. Is that right, Shauna?
Yes, it is. I joined the Marine Corps in 2007. My dad and my uncles were Marines as well. I deployed to Afghanistan in 2009, and then I met Josh in 2011, and then I got out in 2012.
Did you meet Josh in Afghanistan?
No, I met Josh in California. We were okay. In the same company.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's
how does that help or benefit you two to have a unique or similar experience together, to be able to lean on each other that way?
It helps us a lot, actually. We've had a lot of friends that I've deployed with or that Josh has deployed with and had, like everyone else, tough times overseas.
Maybe that other partner doesn't understand
exactly
what you've gone through.
Exactly. They don't know the signs and the issues that you need help from. Sometimes you come home and you're just mad for no reason. And so it really helped that I didn't meet Josh until after I came back, but I was still dealing with stuff. And he was really my rock. And then when he left for Afghanistan and came back, I was his rock. So we kind of helped each other through that.
Your aunt told us, yeah, that you had an incident with a Humvee. Can you tell us something about that?
Yeah, I was in a 7-ton and we were on a convoy. The camp that we were at was called Geronimo, and it was too dangerous for the supply chains to come to. So the Afghanis were putting IEDs in the road, and so the supply chains from the main base didn't want to come to us. So we had to go to them to get our supplies. Excuse me. And we were driving at night. It was probably 1 a.m. And our 7-ton, what you want to do when you're driving is stay on the exact track. It got off the track a little bit and hit an IED. I was the passenger. And it blew the passenger side off of the Humvee. So I got ejected, and I got a bruise on the back of my brain, and I was knocked out for a while. So I have some long-term memory loss, and then my sciatic nerve is pinched in my back, and I have a bulging disc. So I had to go through physical therapy. It was a really hard time, so I had to get medevaced and brought out to the main base for physical therapy and to get checked out.
All right.
We're glad you are here today.
Me too. Thank you.
Josh, come and step on up to that microphone, Josh. How are you doing, and how is Shauna doing these days?
We're doing really good. We have 4 kids together, and, just been an adventure every day.
I can imagine.
Well, and then what happened with the flood, too?
Well, we were a lot better off than a lot of people. It just got up to our house, up to the first step in our house, and got in our crawl space, filled our crawl space up, and minor compared to what a lot of people are dealing with.
But you helped Grandma's house, from what I understand.
Yep, we were out there pumping out under her house trying to make sure everything was good to go there.
Yeah, wow. Well, thank you very much, Dan.
I just wanted to jump in again real quick and bring a little bit of a humorous light to this, because as we stand here with a husband and wife, both Marines that met in the Marine Corps and have survived the Marine Corps together, that was not so much my case, because my first wife was a Marine as well. And that, just to give you longevity standpoint, the O.J. Simpson trial lasted longer than my first marriage. So congratulations to you guys for making it work while working for our uncle.
Yeah. Well, we can see how you would really help each other out there, Shauna, just talking about things that most of us here in the studio cannot relate to. And that the two of you certainly can, and that, you know, that's got to be of great benefit, I would think, every single day. So thank you again, Shauna. Come on up to the microphone, and is there anybody else you'd like to thank? How about Deborah, Aunt Deborah? She nominated you.
I would love to say thank you to Aunt Debbie. She is the best aunt. I see her all the time walking around Nooksack when I have my kids and I take them out walking, and she's the sweetest lady, and she's always thinking about us. I really appreciate her so much.
Well, if there is a need for a vehicle in your family, the folks here with the vehicle for a vet have stepped up And Dan from Bellingham and Burlington Automotive will tell you a little bit about that vehicle.
We'll come back and we'll talk a little bit about that. And thank you again, Joshua and Shauna. Joshua and Shauna, Marine veterans serving in Afghanistan, our vehicle for a vet recipients from Nooksack today. Great meeting you both, and we'll learn a little bit about that ride next.
Brad and John.
Coming back. KISM.